Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
In Wrath of the Titans, ancient Greek fisherman Sam Worthington of Avatar gets a call from help from his father, Zeus, King of the Gods, played by Liam Neeson.
We believe Titans to be imprisoned forever. Now, they're breaking free.
Perseus, I need your help.
Yeah, and they needed some help after the first film of 2 years ago, Clash of the Titans, because that one featured cheesy special effects, lame 3D, and embarrassing performances. But this time, almost everything about the Titans franchise has been upgraded, with a plot featuring human and half-human heroes who have to use their powers to rescue the fading Greek gods.
What are you waiting for?
You will learn someday that being half-human makes you stronger than a god.
You're sweating like a human. Next, it'll be tears.
That's Ralph Fiennes, who plays the god of the underworld, Hades, while Bill Nye is a real hoot as the eccentric artisan god, Hephaestus. No one goes to a movie like this looking for emotional depth or an eloquent script. The whole point is eye-popping special effects, and Wrath of the Titans actually delivers. The 3D effects and a series of spectacular monsters are close to spectacular, and Rosamund Pike is a good addition to the cast as a warrior queen Andromeda. Rated PG-13 for intense sequences of mythological violence and battle. 2.5 stars for Wrath of the Titans. Not a Titanic achievement, but better than its predecessor.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.